Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie. And I'm wondering, have you ever felt like you're working so hard and you're kind of losing your mind a little? Well, I have a guest today, Jessica Massey. She is the creator, the CEO of Hustle Sanely. So she's all about pursuing your dreams without losing your mind. And she is an incredible lady. Jess is such a light in this world. I'm so grateful to have her here. It's episode 95, almost 200 episodes. I'm super excited. And I'm honored to have Jess here. She has a podcast as well. It's super jam-packed with goodness, the Hustle Sanely podcast. You're going to want to go check that out. And so Jess is a digital creator. She creates these beautiful digital planners to help you organize your life. She also has branched out to create courses to help you hustle sanely, to help you create your own digital products. She has this insanely awesome community called the Hustle Sanely Squad. I love the name of that, the squad. And she's just such a lovely lady. I'm so grateful to have her here today. And she's talking about what it means to hustle sanely. What are the keys to hustling sanely? What does that look like? What are some of the daily practices you can do to be your best self? Live a life that is in pursuit of your goals, but not neglecting your mental, spiritual, emotional health, and physical health. And so I just really enjoy what she shares today. And I know you're going to love it too. And she's going to talk about priorities too and your vision. We talk about so much in this episode. I think you're going to want to get out a piece of paper and a pen to take notes because it's that good. And you're going to love hearing from Jess. Enjoy, friends. Hey, Jess, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. And everybody, if you don't know her yet, you're going to want to get to know her. This is Jessica Massey, and she is the CEO, the owner, founder of Hustle Sanely. Love it so much. I love your mission. You are so incredible with everything you do. Like, I'm such a fan of yours. That's why I wanted to have you here. And so she's a podcaster as well. You have the Hustle Sanely podcast, and then also really cool what you do, which is creating digital products. So you have this digital planner, which is beautiful, and then you're going to have a paper planner, which I'm super excited about.
Yes.
And you have these courses to help people hustle sanely, to help people create their own digital products. Like, I just love everything you're about. And so I'm super excited to have you here. Can you briefly introduce yourself and then let people know what's your mission at Hustle Sanely? Like, what does that mean to hustle sanely?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually going to start with the mission because I just want to dive right into that first while it's fresh on my heart, which it always is. But my like one liner, if I have to just like, if someone's like, what is Hustle Sanely? And I just have to get it out really quickly. It is, my mission is to help overwhelmed women pursue their dreams without losing their minds, or moreover, pursue their dreams without sacrificing their mental health and relationships. And I wanted to start with the mission first, because it kind of explains like where I came from and how I got to where I am today. I was actually in grad school 2 years ago, this month actually, which is crazy to think about. Hustle Sanely turns 2 in just a couple days. But I was in grad school and I was working 2 to 3 part-time jobs depending on the semester. I was doing an internship. I am married, so I am a wife. No kids though, just dogs. And I had my hands in so many buckets, and I found myself I was spread so thin, and I was accomplishing everything that I wanted to accomplish. So I was like, wait, shouldn't I feel good? Shouldn't I be excited? Shouldn't I be happy that I'm reaching my goals? But I wasn't pouring into the important relationships in my life, and I was sacrificing my mental health in order to reach and achieve these goals. And I realized this is not what life is about. Like, life is about the people who you're in community with, and it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up for those people well and on a regular basis. So it was kind of, it came to the point where I was showing up for my friends and my family with like the crumbs of me. So like what was left at the end of, a long day. And I wasn't okay with continuing in that way. So I ended up making a digital planner for me to use in grad school to kind of help me just organize myself. Like the mission for Hustle Sanely didn't come for a little bit, but I just was like, okay, I have got to start like getting my priorities in check, seeing where my time is going so I can figure out what changes I need to make. And then it was really cool because I'm such a sharer. I love sharing my journey, not just my destination. But I just think there's so much power in sharing the process with people. And so that's kind of how Hustle Sanely, because now I would say our company is very community centered. It's so much bigger now than just digital planners, which is what we started as. And it's so mm-hmm. cool. And I think that the reason that we are where we are is because I, you know, shared the messy, vulnerable journey rather than just like, oh, here's a planner and I have my life together. You know what I mean? Like everyone saw the progression of how I got where I am today. And it's just been really humbling to do it alongside such an incredible, tight-knit group of women on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would like to say, I feel like I'm a part of the community because I don't know, it's just, it really does feel like you're taking us on this journey. Like it's not as if you've arrived and you're now right. saying, oh, look at me. I've come to this amazing place where I'm doing everything so well. It's like, no, we're all on this journey together. Yes. Let's partner together. That I have this mission. Really cool
I'm
tool.
So glad you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked up on it. And it's true.
Good.
You have
oh,
these
that makes
cool
me so
tools.
Happy.
So that's what you have that you can offer people, but you're not like this person who's looking down on others. Like I really, really appreciate that about you because
well,
I feel
you.
Like yeah, you're so welcome. And I feel like I want to communicate that to people as well, too, because in the mom world, you can, you know, really get this sense of like, oh, she's got it all figured out, or oh, she always looks put together, or oh, her kids are always well behaved. But that's not real life. And so I like that you share real life. I really appreciate that about you. Yeah,
that's the
you're
best
so
compliment.
Welcome.
Whenever I picture hanging out with my online community, I really do picture like when I hop on stories in the morning, like I never picture it as like, oh, I'm up on this platform or I'm up on a stage like talking down at people. I really do feel like, and one of my best friends, she's also a podcaster, she brought this to my attention. She's like, you're like in the circle with us, like holding hands, we're all in a circle, and it's just like conversation, we're all on the same level. And like, that is exactly what I strive to do. So hearing that from someone else like you, you have no idea how much that means to me. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so glad. And I resonate so deeply with what you share on your podcast and, you know, your 5 keys to hustling sanely. Yes. Like, I just think they're genius and so Holy Spirit inspired, like
yes.
so much so. So I can't wait for people to hear what they are.
Yay. Do you want me to jump into them?
Yeah. Can you share them?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So it's a funny kind of little backstory. So I had all of these tools and strategies, like these productivity, time management, like all of these things that I've kind of, I call it like my toolbox that I've kind of, you know, gathered over the last couple of years as I've been learning all this stuff and just kind of putting them in my toolbox. But it was almost, it's kind of ironic, I guess. I was overwhelmed by how many tools I had. And I was like, I don't know which ones to grab when, like, I don't know what to do here. And I have no idea. It's so funny that you said that, you know, these are Holy Spirit inspired, because I have no idea like how these popped out. Like I hadn't been planning it. Like it's the craziest thing. Like they just kind of flowed out one day and I was like, wow, everything clicks. This makes sense. And I completely pivoted the brand like on the spot to kind of mirror these things. So, the 5 keys to hustling sanely, they're kind of our umbrella, just like a guide to kind of help us plug in tools without feeling like we're just grabbing at random stuff every single day. So the 5 keys to hustling sanely, number 1 is get your mindset right. Number 2 is get clear on your vision. Number 3 is define your priorities. Number 4 is create your routines and schedule. And then number 5, which I'll have to explain a little bit, is implement Hustle Sanely 5, or we call it HS5 in the community, every day. today. And HS5, it's a list of five intentional things that we do in the Hustle Sanely Squad, which is what our little online community is called. But we do these five things every single day to make sure and to kind of hold ourselves accountable to pursuing our goals and our dreams, but without sacrificing our mental health and relationships. And if you want, I can run through really quick what the five items are. Mm-hmm. Just let me know. You want me to?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. Definitely. So I think people will love to hear it.
Yeah. It's my favorite part of kind of, you know, HS5, because it is something that you revisit every single day. So I would say like one in five. So like the bookend, get your mindset right and implement HS5 every day. Like these are two things that we have to do every single day. Whereas get clear mm-hmm. on your vision, define your priorities and create your routines and schedule. The three in the middle, they're more of things that I'm visiting like quarterly or monthly. Like it's not something that I'm like, you know, diligent about every single day. So I think it's really cool that the two that are kind of the daily ended up as like the bookends. So the five, the items that make up HS5 or Hustle Sanely 5, number one is complete your focus three. And your focus three, these are just your three like most important things to get done each day. I know a lot of people that I've worked with and chatted with, we get super overwhelmed with these long to-do lists, right? So that's why I think it's more beneficial for our mental health and for our productivity, honestly, to just kind of narrow it down to three things every single day that are your most important. These are the things that you want your best time and your best energy to go toward. Obviously, you're going to have more things to do each day, but these are the three where you want to be putting, like I said, your best time and your best energy. So that's number one, is complete your focus three. Number two is move for 30 minutes, aka get in a nice little workout, whether it's going on a walk or riding your bike or lifting weights, doing yoga, whatever, however it feels good to move your body. But I used to be a certified personal trainer. And so I'm very passionate about working out. And I really do think that taking care of our body on the outside affects our inside as well. So that's why it is number two. Number three is tidy for 15 minutes. And so this can be thank you. It helps to not be overwhelmed, right? Like if you just for 15 minutes every day, whether it be your house or some of the girls in the community really like to do digital tidying. So whether it's kind of going through like your desktop, like if your desktop looks like, you know, a bomb went off on it or something, like cleaning that up so that when you sit down the next day, you have like a clean space to, you know, work from. So just tidy for 15 minutes, because a big thing that we believe in the Hustle Sanely community is that the things that we do every day are little habits. They are what get us where we want to be going, right? Like the big leaps, those are few and far between. Like we don't take very many big leaps in our lives, but we take so many little steps or habits all day, every day. So those are really the vehicle that get us to where we want to be. So that's why when we do these little things, like tidying for 15 minutes at a time, the likelihood of you ever being overwhelmed in your space is a lot lower, because you're staying on top of it in little increments every single day. And then number four and number five kind of go together. So number four is say or do one kind thing for yourself. And number five is say or do one kind thing for someone else. So those are the things that make up HS5. So hopefully that helps. That's where I always have people start when they're like, I just feel overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be productive. I don't know how to get organized. I always direct them to HS5 because it's such a tangible thing that you can do every single day to just make you feel like, okay, these are the things that I can control. So this is where I'm going to put my focus, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they're so excellent. And I really appreciate the focus three. I really like that. And I've heard a lot of people who are productive suggest three, because when you look at this long to-do list, whether you're a mom, business owner, both, you just get so overwhelmed, you don't even want to start. So right, I think the thing about three is, okay, these are the three things I'm going to do today. And then if you have more and you get to them, that's like the icing on the cake. That's exactly, you know, the cherry on top. You're like, cool, I got that done too. But yes, I just think bonus. in my life. Yeah, it's like a bonus. So in my life, I'm like, I really want to declutter something, but it's not like a huge priority. So if I get to it, great. But my priority would be dishes and laundry and tidying with the kids so the toys don't get out of control. So, I mean, I think, and do you ever have, I'm curious, do you ever have people do like a focus three for their business and a focus three for like their personal life slash mom life? Or,
and that's what I always tell everyone. One of the biggest, I guess, slogans that we say in the Hustle Sanely community, our schedules and our routines are tools, not chains. And everything that I teach, all of these strategies that I teach, they're a foundation. And my goal is never for people to exactly mimic or mirror what they see working for me. My goal is always for everyone to take kind of what works for them and leave the rest. So I have so, especially teachers, a lot of teachers in the community do this because a lot of them have, you know, side businesses that they're trying to build up on top of being a teacher. So they'll choose three like professional and then three personal focus three items each day. Some people get overwhelmed seeing six rather than just the three. So they kind of mix and match. Maybe they'll do two personal, one professional, or two professional, one personal. So it's kind of whatever works best for you. And it does take a little bit of, you know, trial and error, kind of feel them out, test them out, see what works best for you, and then kind of lean into that.
Yeah, that's helpful. I think trial and error is the best part of life, actually. Yes. And I think a lot of us shy away from it. We get worried, like, if this doesn't work out, then what? Well, you can try something else.
And right, so exactly. I think that's
so huge, trial and error. Yeah. And you know, if something's not working, don't do it anymore. Try something new. So I appreciate you sharing all that.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk a little bit deeper about priorities because I feel like for a lot of us moms, mostly moms listen to this podcast. We definitely have, you know, women who listen who aren't moms, but a lot of us are moms. And so I feel like it's really important for everybody, but moms in a particular way, because if we don't set our priorities straight, the day can get away from us and we can feel like, at least this is for me, and I think a lot of my friends, oh my goodness, what did I do today? I scrolled social media. I made a bunch of snacks and food and I cleaned up the food and I like kind of yelled at the kids and told them to play. And what even happened today? And you don't have to be a mom to feel those kinds of things. And, but I think moms in particular, you can get kind of swept up with the kids' activities and the food. That is a huge one. Preparing food and cleaning up food. And so I think really getting our priorities in check and defining them will shape our days. And if we can like use those priorities to then do our focus three, and you know, if prayer is a big priority, put that on there, you know, have 100%. That be our daily, right? So how you say if everything's important, then nothing's important. And I love that. So how do we start defining our priorities? Like if someone's listening and they're thinking, okay, I love everything you're sharing, but how do I start? Like, how do I even start getting to know my vision and what I want to focus on? I mean, where do I start, Jess?
I'm always excited / hesitant to answer this question. I'm excited because I know that the answer that I give, it works and it's powerful, but I'm hesitant because it is not always well received because it is tedious, but you only have to do it once. Track your time for a week. And I know it sounds boring and you're like, oh, I don't have time to track my time, but it doesn't have to be this big, intense thing. Like you can do it just on Google Cal, or you can just do it on a pen and paper, or use a Hustle Sanely planner, whatever works for you. But tracking your time for a week, all of the women that go through my group coaching program, which there are tons and tons of moms in there, teachers, women who are teachers and moms and have a side business. So all kinds of different women. I always have them track their time for a week. And the reason being is because it's so eye-opening because, like you said, our time just, it feels like it gets away from us, right? The end of the day, like we lay our head down on the pillow and we're like, what just happened? Like, I can't even recall like what I accomplished. Did I even accomplish anything? Like, what do I want tomorrow to look like? I don't know, because I'm still trying to process today. But if you are very intentional for 1 week and you just kind of track your time, and I just recommend doing it every 15 minutes, just jotting down like two or three words that kind of describe what you're doing. Maybe you're playing with the kids. Maybe you're cleaning up toys. Maybe you're in the bathroom. Maybe you're getting a shower. Whatever it is, just jot it down every 15 minutes for a week. And then that kind of gives you like a launch pad, if you will, because it's really hard to define your priorities if you don't even know where your time and energy are going right now, right? Because I feel like it's very tedious to track your time, but at the end of it, there's so much freedom in it because you feel like, okay, like now I see like physically in front of me where all of my time is being spent. From there, that's when you can start weeding things out, right? So you can figure out like, okay, maybe preparing food and scrolling on social media, they're eating up a ton of your time and energy. So you're not devoting your time and your energy to morning devotions or actually playing with your kids rather than, you know, kind of just pawning them off, like, please go play so I can cook you more food or clean up your food or whatever it might be, right? Kind of tracking that time gives you something to work with, right? You're not just grabbing at things randomly in the air. You can actually see like, okay, these are things that I need to make changes. Like, these are the areas that I need to make changes in. And then that can kind of give you a place to work from. And then as far as getting clear on your vision, I just want to make a quick note because I feel like a lot of people get hung up on when I say like, get clear on your vision. They think that it has to be like a singular destination kind of a dream. So like, for example, one of my big dreams is to write a book. I want to be an author, but like, that's not my life vision. Like, there's a difference between like a singular dream and your life vision. Your life vision is, how do you want your life to feel every single day? Like, how do you want to spend your time? How do you want things to flow, right? Like, if you want to, you know, think about like your dream car, your dream house, cool, like that's fun, why not? But like, I'm talking about like deeper things. Like, what are your values? Like, where are you wanting to be aligned in those kinds of areas, right? Like, what kind of words are you wanting to speak? Like, more just deeper level things. So whenever I encourage people to get clear on their vision, what I have them do is 5 minutes. That's all you need to give yourself. If you just feel like overwhelmed, close your eyes and sit down and set a timer for 5 minutes and just picture like your whole entire day, like waking up. How do you want to feel? Like, how do you want to interact with your husband or your kids or your best friend or your neighbor or your coworkers? Like, what kind of foods are you wanting to eat? Because you know that what you eat is going to affect your energy, which is going to affect your interactions with all the people that I just mentioned. So just, it's not complicated. I think people make it complicated because they start to think like, oh, I'm supposed to think of these big, huge dreams, which, like I said, nothing wrong with that if that's where your mind goes. But at the same time, I feel like how we spend our day to day and just how our days feel, it's so much more important than those kind of big one-off destination style dreams. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. Okay. It's so funny. As you're talking, I was like, wow, you're speaking to me because so the time audit, I've been meaning to do this for months now, yeah. Months and months and months. And I've kept putting it off and kept putting it off. And I'm like, okay, I hear you, God. You yes. want me to do this. Yes. I hear you loud and clear. So I'm doing it. Yes. I'm committing to that right now, everybody. So yeah, so that's one thing. And then the other thing you were saying about cooking food and scrolling social media instead of playing with your kids and, mm-hmm. you know, reading your devotional. I was like, oh my goodness, that was me this morning. What happened?
I promise I don't have a camera in your house or something.
I know, you're like watching my life.
Yeah, right?
I see you. Oh my goodness. But you know, this is why we do this. This is why podcasts exist. This is why yeah. we have these conversations, because this is real life. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't do my morning routine well every morning. I don't read my devotional every morning when I should right. be. And Sometimes I'm on my phone or just, I don't know what I'm doing, probably eating a snack. I don't know. But I mean, this is real life.
Yeah.
This is why we're here talking. I just love everything you've shared. Like, there's just so much food for thought. And is there any one last thing that you want to leave the listeners with to just encourage them, you know, just in their journey of life, whatever it is, whether it's mom life, whether it's in the business world, whether it's single life, married life, you know, whatever it is, how can you encourage that lovely listener listening right now?
I would say, and it's such a simple thing, but I want you to really think about it, is just give yourself grace. Like, we put so much pressure on ourselves when it comes to reaching our goals or sticking to a schedule or doing our morning routine perfectly. Give yourself grace. Like, we are not robots. We are human beings. And it's so important every single day to check in with yourself mentally, spiritually, physically, and just see, like, what do I need today? Because every day is not going to look the same. And I don't think that it should, because we, like I said, we're dynamic. We're not robots. So give yourself grace and check in with yourself and honor where you're at.
Such good advice. Thank you, Jess. And I know people are going to want to connect with you. Like, this has been such a powerful interview, and I hope everybody loves it as much as I've loved this. So yeah, where can people find you? Should they go hang out with you on Instagram, go to your website, both?
I would say
know where to go.
Both of those places are probably the best places to go. So I definitely hang out on Instagram the most. I hang out on Instagram stories pretty much every single weekday. And my Instagram is at Jess M. Massey. And then my website, jessicamassey.com, that's where everything lives. Like, right on the homepage, actually, if you scroll down, the things that we talked about in the episode, so the 5 keys to hustling sanely and then hustle sanely 5, those things are right there on my website. So if somebody wants to jot them down, there's a free workbook, a Hustle Sanely workbook that they can download if they're interested in kind of taking it a step further. So I would say, yeah, Instagram and my website are the places where you can find me.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being here, Jess. It was such a pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thanks again, Stephanie.
You're welcome.